Next steps. Excellent. You have completed the weight loss self-hypnosis process. Now go ahead and visit www.closeyoureyesgetfree.com to access this chapter's hypnosis recording. Sit back, relax, and close your eyes, get free. After you listen to the recording, please let me know how it went. Using the hashtag #closeyoureyesgetfree on Instagram or Twitter, message me at GraceSmithTV your starting and ending numbers on the stress scale. By using the hashtag, you'll get to see how other people are improving right alongside you. Plus, I will have an opportunity to cheer you on. Move on to chapter 11, and in the meantime, look out for all of the wonderful benefits you're experiencing from the regular use of hypnosis. Chapter 11. You're free. Now what? There was once a child who was born absolutely perfect. Take a nice, deep, letting go breath, and know that this has been true for more than 7 billion times in your lifetime. The child is perfect, like a flawless emerald, and this never changes. Over the years, the child is exposed to many different energies and experiences. Some experiences and energies shine a light on what's already perfect, so that the world can see it brightly. But sometimes, experiences and energies add layers of dust to what is perfect. This dirt can compact into layers like caked mud, and the mud can become like cement. At a certain point, after enough painful experiences and energies, it can appear as though there isn't a flawless emerald at all, rather a brick of concrete. Hard, rough, dull, and impenetrable. Only by focusing on what's true do the layers come off. Perhaps with a jackhammer at first, then an archaeologist's scraper, then a brush, then just the softest tissue to wipe away the tiny bits of dust. Through it all, the emerald is perfect and unchanged. Not a scratch. Hypnosis doesn't create the emerald. It doesn't add to the emerald. It can't make the emerald bigger or more beautiful or worth more on the black market. It's already perfect. Perfect. All hypnosis does is take away the layers of untruths and the negative experiences and energies that covered up what's true. The truth is, you are perfect, always have been, and always will be. You are that perfect child, and so is everyone else you know. How does your heart feel when you consider that? You're perfect exactly as you are, and so is everyone you know. Some people you know may be covered in more dust than others, or it may even be our own dusty eyes fogging up what's true. Imagine a world where we all see the truth about one another. Imagine. Let's imagine the perfect child is now 8 years old, and her name is Amanda. She liked to kick stones on the way back from the bus stop. In fact, she loved kicking her stones. She was immersed in it. She looked forward to it, and she thought about it sometimes throughout the day. She would kick them the entire way home. She could kick really long distances. It was just as impressive as it was frustrating for the other kids walking home with her. The kids said the sound was annoying, and the fact that she did it every day was annoying. But actually, what was most bothersome to them was that she was so much better at it than everyone else. They never said this to her, though. They had all grown up together and had an unspoken rule to be kind to one another. One day, however, someone snapped. One of the kids tried out for the soccer team and didn't get picked. He was mortified, but acted tough. Secretly, he couldn't stand the idea of Amanda kicking the stones all the way home after such an embarrassment, so he started talking about her on the bus. All too easily, the others joined in. They made a plan that seemed so funny to start kicking all of the stones as soon as they got off the bus so that there wouldn't be any left for Amanda. There was one kid who didn't want to play along, but they started teasing him, singing songs about trees and K-I-S-S-I-N-G. So he turned red and gave in. The day the kids ran down the street laughing wildly, kicking all of the stones, and leaving Amanda standing there watching them fade into the distance was a day when a lot of dust was added to a lot of emeralds. Amanda stopped trusting her friends. She developed insecurities. She stopped kicking stones. She stopped taking chances publicly for fear of ridicule. The boy who didn't want to play along went against his morals, betrayed someone he cared about deeply, gave into peer pressure, and was ashamed. The children who were scolded by their parents for being a bad friend accumulated some dust too. The boy who didn't make the soccer team added a lot of mud to his emerald. Is this to say that Amanda will grow up to be a destitute failure? Not at all. But she stopped kicking stones, and she loved kicking stones. Will these other children end up in jail for having teased her? No, but they've found a way to rationalize meanness, which dulls and dims the light of everyone involved. To show your bright, clean, sparkling emerald in this world of dusty blocks of concrete is your sole charge. We don't blame the little boy who didn't make the soccer team for all of the troubles in the world. We evaluate when we've been that little boy, and we take it upon ourselves to cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. We resolve to be kinder. We notice the stones we've stopped kicking and ask ourselves why. Why allow that dust to settle? In a world where we're free, truly free, there is no more "you did this." There's only "I did this." As individuals, we're the only ones who can make a difference. Only us. All of us, one at a time. Close your eyes, get free. Let's recap all you've learned. Although hypnosis is not magic, it could very well be the most powerful and cost-effective tool for personal transformation that is available to us. Hypnosis is not sleep, a blackout state, mind control, or anything Hollywood has portrayed. Hypnosis is meditation with a goal. Thomas Edison used hypnosis to increase his problem-solving ability and to increase his creative thinking. We can do the same. The most important thing for you to remember is that you're the one with the power. No peace, growth, understanding, or enlightenment comes from anyone or anything external. A trained hypnotherapist may be able to guide you through processes they know have worked well with others before you, but you are the one making the change. You are the one transforming. The purpose of this audiobook is very simple. I want everyone to know that the powerful, transformative nature of hypnotherapy is available to them. I want you to know that hypnotherapy can work for you because everyone can be hypnotized. I want as many people as possible to seek out hypnotherapy first instead of turning to it as a last resort. I want everyone to stop equating one of the most powerful tools for transformation with chickens and stage show buffoonery. Every person who has told me, "I can't be hypnotized," or "I don't believe in that stuff," or "I'll stick to meditation because I don't want you to control my mind," is a person who is likely stressed out more than necessary, and who is holding on to more root, trunk, and limb issues than necessary. We all deserve to learn how to close our eyes and get free. There are a number of different ways you can approach the use of hypnotherapy. I personally have found that although one-on-one sessions are the most powerful, so long as your hypnotherapist is well-trained with plenty of experience and you have a great rapport with him or her, individual sessions tend to be expensive and aren't always convenient. Sometimes I need to change my mindset right this second. I get a phone call, text, or email that, without a strong reframe, could throw off the rest of my day. My hypnotherapist, yes, I have a hypnotherapist, isn't always available at the drop of a hat. So I wanted to create something that would give everyone access to their subconscious mind anytime, anywhere. To reach as many people as possible, I needed to make hypnosis accessible at a price that nearly anyone could afford. Private hypnotherapy sessions range from $100 to $1,000 per session, and at the time of this writing, insurance doesn't yet fully cover it, making what I've said repeatedly about having as many sessions as you need a nice thought, but a challenge for many. That's how Grayspace was born. It's the world's number one library of hypnotherapy courses and recordings. Our community is growing rapidly, and I'm incredibly proud of the transformations our Grayspacers experience on a daily basis. If you've logged into www.closeyoureyesgetfree.com, you've already had a taste of all that Grayspace has available. If you haven't yet, be sure to visit www.gshypnosis.com to learn more. Now that you've learned how to close your eyes and get free, you have one simple homework assignment. Keep it up. The only way to continue benefiting from the use of hypnosis is to continue using it. Just like everything else you make a major priority, hypnosis needs to happen regularly. Remember, neurons that fire together wire together. If you've been listening to the recordings that are paired with this audiobook, you've already seen tremendous transformation to your overall mindset and state of well-being. I'm sure of it. To maintain these, you must continue this practice and make it a habit. Make listening to a hypnosis recording a part of your day every day. You'll find that you are keeping your subconscious mind in shape as you move forward toward the life of your dreams. It was my honor to share this information with you, and I hope now that you will join me in my mission of making hypnosis mainstream by purchasing a copy of this audiobook for your loved ones so that they can learn to close their eyes and get free alongside you. Remember, even though this audiobook teaches self-hypnosis, everything you learned here was truly a process of de-hypnosis. You are already perfect just as you are. We are not adding anything. We are simply peeling away layers of conditioning that no longer or have never served you. The more you use hypnosis, the deeper the healing effects go and the longer they last. So keep it up. Know that a better world begins with you and is impossible without you. Every time you take responsibility for your actions, thoughts, and subconscious beliefs, you are taking a step in the direction of a better life, the life of your dreams. And in doing so, you are giving everyone around you permission to do the same. It has been such an honor spending this time with you. I am so incredibly proud of you and the progress you have made. Please know, this is only the beginning. With love, Grace. Resources. Interested in working with me? I look forward to it. Please visit www.gshypnosis.com to learn more about my private hypno-coaching sessions, corporate retainer options, and speaking fees. Interested in finding a hypnotherapist near you? When choosing a hypnotherapist, please make sure the person is certified with a minimum of a 250-hour program from a reputable instructor within a reputable association, such as IACT, NGH, or IHF. Additionally, a number of the students who graduated at the top of their class from my Grayspace Hypnotherapy School offer phone sessions and can work with you from anywhere in the world. If you would like to work with a hypnotherapist who was personally trained by me, you can book your sessions by visiting www.gshypnosis.com. Interested in becoming a certified hypnotherapist? There is no other way to say it. Becoming a hypnotherapist is incredibly rewarding. Whether you would be adding the skill of hypnotherapy to an existing practice or launching a brand new career, I commend you for your interest in helping others close their eyes and get free. Grayspace Hypnotherapy School is my 250-plus hour certification course that includes both online and in-person components. At the time of writing this, my students hail from all over the world, including the United States, Germany, Estonia, Costa Rica, and the Cayman Islands. Upon successful completion of all coursework and exams, my students are certified by IACT, the International Association of Counselors and Therapists, among other associations, should they choose to register with more than one. I look forward to seeing you in class. For more information, visit www.gshypnosis.com. On sobriety and addiction. I want to take a moment to revisit what we discussed in Chapter 10 about addiction. Consider how learning to play an instrument may be anything but joyful in the moment when you're learning a new scale. But the ability of being able to create music for the rest of your life is a source of endless joy. Taking 6 shots to celebrate something might seem fun in the moment, but it's going to suck later on. Not just the next morning, but when the body, liver, skin, and brain begin to break down from all that poison over time. Take a moment now to examine your regular behaviors and ask yourself whether your habits tend to favor long-term joy or long-term pain. If you're leaning toward long-term pain, listen on. A lie we've been told repeatedly is that alcohol is fun, less dangerous than drugs, as evidenced in the fact that marijuana is legal in most states, and yet alcohol is sold at my local farmer's market, the movie theater, and Chuck E. Cheese. And that life without alcohol is quote-unquote boring and quote-unquote uncool. Except for that, according to the NIAAA, globally, alcohol misuse is the 5th leading risk factor for premature death and disability. Among people between the ages of 15 and 49, it's the number 1 leading risk factor for premature death and disability. There are 2 reasons I'm spending time on this. 1, I believed the lie. I spent over $1,000 a month on alcohol in New York City, albeit not that hard to do even without an issue when a martini is $14. I danced all night, went to parties and lofts, had scandalous stories to tell later. In short, I get it. I wanted to be cool, and I believed for a long time that drugs and alcohol were a mandatory part of that persona. 2, this audiobook is about freedom, how to get free from the things that are holding us back from living our best life. If you have a sneaking suspicion that alcohol or any other form of addiction is keeping you from living your best life, please know that you're in good company and you can break free from this. The good news is that fewer people are drinking. Sobriety is becoming cool. My friend Andrea Rice wrote an article called "It's Hip to Be Sober" that went viral. Google it. It is an awesome and inspiring read. In summation, if you're regretting your decisions after a few glasses of something on any kind of regular basis, before you even hope to see a smidgen of what hypnotherapy can do for you, I lovingly suggest that you hop on the gravy train and get hip with sobriety. This does not mean hypnotherapy can't help you achieve sobriety. It can. But investing in hypnotherapy because you want to stop biting your nails or lose weight when overindulging is still on the schedule 8 days a week is honestly just not the best use of your time or money. My advice? Switch your priorities around, break through the addiction first, then the sky is truly the limit. Need help? You're not alone. According to the NIAAA, approximately 17 million adults in the United States aged 18 and older had an AUD, alcohol use disorder, in the year 2012. Adolescents can be diagnosed with an AUD as well. Visit www.niaaa.nih.gov and www.aa.org for help today. While alcohol was my primary vice, this section applies to anything you may be abusing. Food, drugs, credit card limits, and so on. Google support groups for your particular vice and prepare to learn how good it feels to be truly free. Appendix: The Power of Hypnosis. Details of the study conducted in partnership with Dr. Kirthi Sunder and Samantha Franklin of Mind and Body Treatment and Research Institute and Grace Smith. I told you a bit about our study in Chapter 4. As a reminder, over 100 people started the study and 35 people completed it from beginning to end. We used only data from those who completed the study. The study included listening to the same hypnosis recording once per day for 7 days in a row and completing a quiz before and after. We measured 21 positive emotions and 40 negative emotions, as well as overall stress levels. We chose these emotions based on commonly used words during therapy sessions and intake forms. The answers were randomized so that every time the quiz was taken, the answers were in a different order. To view the 21 positive emotions and 40 negative emotions that were used during our study, please refer to the PDF that comes with this program. With participants responding to 14 different surveys, 2 per day for 7 days, each with 61 data points, we had a lot of ground to cover. So we brought in Eugene, a PhD data scientist and quantitative researcher, to help us sort through the data. Overall, the results were astounding. We found a dramatic increase in positive emotions and an even more dramatic decrease in negative emotions. To view the entire report, log into www.closeyoureyesgetfree.com bonus material section, and we'll cover just the highlights here. Out of the 35 qualified initial participants, only 18 respondents completed the tasks correctly exactly 2 times a day for 7 days. We measured the difference between pre- and post-treatment responses to each of the questions, as well as long-term benefits. When measuring the long-term benefits, we compared the first data entry to the 13th rather than the 14th so that we could ascertain the long-term effect rather than the effect directly after listening to the recording. Although we saw improvements in the positive columns across the board, the biggest increases showed that on average, participants were 32% happier, 29% more content, and 27% more satisfied after 7 days of listening to the hypnosis recording. Decreases in negative emotion were even more significant, which is interesting. It appears it is faster to let go of a habit than to create one. At the same time, participants felt on average 80% less disdain, 80% less furious and disgusted, 58.8% less depressed, and 54.5% less angry, and the feeling of procrastination decreased by 51.5%. In addition, although stress levels decreased dramatically immediately following the recording, stress levels were still lower than ever by the end of the week. How much did overall stress levels decrease by in just 7 days? 45.5%. How would you like to be 45.5% less stressed out, 32% happier, and 51.5% less likely to procrastinate in just 7 days? Amazing, isn't it? This qualitative data confirmed what my clients have always reported back. Their success with hypnosis is dramatic, rapid, and lasting. The extra special good news? You have access to the same exact recording the participants in our study listened to every day for 7 days so as to experience the results you just heard about. Why not take a moment now to log into www.closeyoureyesgetfree.com bonus section and listen to this recording. The more you listen, the deeper it goes, and the longer it lasts.
This has been a Hachette audio production of Close Your Eyes, Get Free. Use self-hypnosis to relax, reduce stress, quit bad habits, and focus. Written and read by Grace Smith. Produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Recorded by Tim Gordon. Post-production by Milgram Productions. Close Your Eyes, Get Free is also available in print and digital formats from DiCapo Lifelong, Perseus Books, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2017 by Catherine Grace Smith. Audio production copyright 2018, Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this audiobook without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the audiobook other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.